Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Happy birthday, Beyonce.
Yeah, happy birthday, Beyonce. She's 34?
Beyonce is ageless, Al.
Wait, I feel like Beyonce's been 34 for 5 years.
Yeah, right.
Don't ask how old
Every
Beyonce
year.
Is. She has no age. Big Al, you were talking about how you have a cowboy hat because you're turning super country.
Yeah, I don't know how or I don't know why or what reason, but I've slowly turned country.
What started it? Was there a song or was it getting a truck or what was the first marker?
I've had a truck for years. I don't even remember the last time I had a car other than, you know, old car or something. But, like, I don't know.
Was there one song that you were just like, he just loves Blake?
I think it was my infatuation with Blake Shelton and watching him on The Voice. And I really like, you know, he seemed like a cool guy.
Yeah.
And so I started listening to more of his music in particular. And then I guess slowly I just started.
You got a truck.
I got a bigger truck. I got an F-150. Now I got an F-250.
And you were saying, like, we were telling you need to wear a cowboy hat. And you have one, but you can't wear it because it sucks to wear it in the truck.
Yeah, it's very difficult to wear one in
the
truck.
Yeah, well, we're a family here. And one of our family members from Kid Nation, Megan, wrote me on Twitter. And she said, cowboys will turn the headrest in their truck around backwards so that it doesn't hit the hat. So that way you can wear it. So there's no the headrest doesn't get in the way.
Huh. Okay. I'll have to try that.
Little cowboy secret for you, Big Al Mac.
Thank you. Cowboy tips. Okay.
You can remove the headrest, I would imagine.
And you can also remove the headrest if you want.
That would be dangerous.
But you probably need it.
Just take off the hat.
For the impact. No, you don't take off the hat. You're a cowboy.
Oh, please.
Keep your hat on.
You can keep the hat off for
always keep
hats
your hat
over
on.
Lives.
and speaking of being cowboys.
I'm cowboy-ish.
You're cowboy-ish.
Yeah. Country-ish.
We want to introduce the Country Song Challenge. Because the other day, Justin Bieber was on Fallon, and he took his song and he turned it into a country song. We have a clip of that.
I gave you attention when nobody else was paying.
Oh. Kelly liked it better.
I gave you the shirt off my back, what you saying, to keep you warm. I showed you the game everybody else was playing, that's for sure. And I was on my knees when nobody else was praying. Oh, Lord.
Don't get my love for country music confused with my ability to sing well.
Well.
Because Justin Bieber has talent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He can pretty much make a song out of anything.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And it'll sound good. I'd almost buy that, what he just did on Fallon.
Well, you sing it every time at your bar. What's the difference?
I know.
You always go country when we do challenges.
Yeah.
You can choose any song, and you always go country.
You always go country. So, Al, you're the favorite to win this competition, the Country Song Challenge. And to introduce the challenge is White Gooey Cheddar, our executive producer. Gooey.
I thought we might go with Punta Cana Cowboy since we're doing...
Yeah. You didn't bring your cowboy hat, so I didn't call you Punta Cana Cowboy.
Okay.
Come on, Punta Cana Cowboy.
Yeah. What we did is we selected a... music for each person, which is different.
Okay. So bad, right?
So country bad. We don't even have a choice. You pre-selected.
We have.
All right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Would you like to hear those first?
Sure.
Sure.
All right. Kelly Raspberry, your music is...
Woo! Come on!
Is that something? Oh, it's just a random
No, it's just random.
It's a random country bed.
Fast.
I totally hear Raspberry on this
Dan?
One. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
I'm already thinking. My mind's.
Oh boy.
You got
not
nice
words, but you know.
You got nice country hair going on right now.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Dolly.
Call me Reba Raspberry.
Look at that. It's all Reba flipped out, looking all good.
Jenna, your music is.
Yeah. It's so different.
A little slower.
Different key.
Different key.
Lower.
Lower for your voice.
Oh, I'm gonna suck.
How are feeling?
What else? That we're gonna give you a hip hop bed or something? Wow. Don't worry.
Something's wrong.
Fiddling.
JC.
All right, let's hear my bed.
Next up.
Oh, I get the intro?
It's a picking right there.
See, now I would have thought that would be more Al.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay. 5 minutes. Tough to write songs.
It's tough not knowing what words
the
go with.
The pacing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do whatever you want.
I know.
And there's nothing.
You freestyle.
Yeah. Free slate.
And right. Now, Big Al's music
to get the ballads.
That's pretty good, Al. See, Al's already into it. We need to come up with country names, too, before we perform.
I already did.
What's yours?
Reba Raspberry.
Reba Raspberry.
Were you here?
I know, I heard that, but that's Reba. That's Reba's name. You can't be Reba. But we already have a Reba.
What? Okay, Mr. Rule Maker.
Fine, yeah. Then you come up with
that. Yeah, no one else is named Jose.
No, you can go. You'll be Reba.
Jose McGraw. Oh, you can't do that.
Well, that's what I wanted to go with.
So each song can be up to a minute.
Okay.
It can be as short as you want, but it can be up to a minute.
All right.
All right.
And you all will be singing about the same topic.
About the same topic.
A minute.
Topic.
We'll
really
give you
not
a topic.
A lot.
No.
Yeah, a minute's good.
Okay.
Perfect.
We're going to be singing about trucks or something?
Oh, boy. What's our topic?
Breakups or breaking up?
Oh.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. I don't know how to write about that.
Mm. Oh, I would have had a lot of content a while back, but.
You could use that.
You could
and country.
Use on past.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I think it all recently. Needs to be personal, yeah.
Wow.
Or you're breaking up with Candy Crush, Kelly. You could always.
I could do Candy Crush, mm-hmm. or I could go more literal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A real breakup.
Who am I going to break up with?
I'm going to break up with the pie.
You're going to break up with the pie?
And maybe Jorts. I've been thinking about breaking up with Jorts.
I might break up.
The weather's going to change.
I'm not going to really break up with, but I'm going to sing about breaking up with probably my PlayStation 4.
Mm. But so it's a fake breakup.
Yeah, it's a song. Yeah.
Or you could just imagine what it would be like to break up with someone.
Right. Oh, man. Breaking up with your wife after y'all been together all these years?
Yeah. I don't know if I want to sing about that.
What are you gonna
that would be very
with?
Meaningful, except the music bed's a little bit cheery for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just noticed mine is Walk really
out
cheery.
My life.
And I'm so happy. Yeehaw.
What you got, Al?
Dr.
What are you going to.
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Y'all wrong for that. I'm going to break up. I could break up with hip hop. Break up with. Break up with.
Nothing.
My dog.
No,
break up with my truck.
That wouldn't be
break
nice.
Up with my girlfriend. No, nobody believe that.
Why are you sweating?
I'm not sweating at all.
So I'm Tuesday morning, you're going to perform.
Oh, good.
Song.
We got all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday morning.
Yeah. Tuesday morning at this time also.
Okay. Labor Day weekend.
There you go.
It's a minute song. We could do this, Kelly. I mean, Reba. Reba
Thank
Raspberry.
You. Thank you.
The R&R. At this time also, we're going to be playing Beat the Bank. It's back.
Or I might be Winona. I'm just going to pick in all the redheads.
Like Reba Raspberry.
Winona Raspberry.
Because Reba Raspberry Winona. Flows because it's the R&R. Reba
I think I look more like Winona.
Just be Rhinona.
Rhinona!
Or Renona.
Renona.
Ribona.
I don't know about Ribona.
Bona? Just be Bona.
Yeah.
I'm a Bona.
I was on tilt.
I don't even know.
He's so flustered.
Are you taking cough syrup today?
Are you drunk?
He has a bottle under his desk. He just keeps taking.
No, you're the one that said I'm a. Oh
my gosh, she has his own kind of scissor made.
Bad
empty. There.
Bad out.
Yeah. You all right, Al?
Yeah, I'm fine.
How much have you had?
About a bottle.
Is that the Tussin?
You're supposed to have like a 2 tablespoons.
Break up with my Robitussin.
All right, Beat the Bank this time on Tuesday. It'll be your first shot. We play twice a day, up to $1,000. Make sure the bank vault doesn't close on you because you won't win anything.
Oh, right.
A little gambling. And coming up next, we want you to invest. Be one of the first people to get in on these things. Fund do or fund don't. We scour the internet and search for those projects that are trying to raise money. Mm-hmm. And we'll tell you the best ones or maybe the funniest or worst ones coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Good news for you parents. Bad news for you kids. Wake Up Week is back.
Wake Up Week's back. All right.
Yeah. That means we'll show up to your house. And if you're having problems waking up that youngin' to go to school, it's usually the high school kids that have a lot of problems waking up for school and the middle schoolers. We'll do it for you. We'll use so many different tactics, too. We can scare them. We can have a marching band in there. We can have a mariachi band in there. If you have an idea on how you want to do it, you can tell us, or we'll come up with it ourselves. But you can sign up your kid for Wake Up Week at KidNation.com.
Didn't we have chainsaws or something?
Oh, we did chainsaws 1 year with scary zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the haunted house. Yeah, we're going to do that.
A fire truck with a siren. Had all kinds of stuff.
KidNation.com is where you can sign up. And Kelly's going to catch you up with everything going on in Hollywood and the Showbiz Top 5. What's the big story you're working on, Kelly?
Wow, big stuff, JC.
Yeah.
Like Tyga, that birthday present he got for Kylie Jenner.
The
it's a little bit more complicated.
Lamborghini?
Yeah, a little bit more complicated than it looks.
Oh, I can't wait to hear all about that, Kelly. Yeah, that's coming up in less than an hour.
But it was messy.
But right now, it's time for Fun to Do or Fun Don't. We go to Kickstarter.
Fun to do.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to get started early on these things and jump in when they're just trying to raise funds, because when it does hit the market, you could be like, I was one of the investors in that thing, right?
Yeah.
There. And you usually get hooked up with something in return if you go to Kickstarter and you give some money to these projects. So we scoured the internet. We went to Kickstarter.com and found some. And we want to determine if these are fun do, if you should put money into it, or fun don't, because it's not going to make it. I'm JC. And I'm going to be telling you all about Sprongs.
Sprongs?
Sprongs, everybody.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm Big Al, and I'm going to be telling you about Yo-Yo Mats.
Oh, interesting. Oh,
I'm Kelly Raspberry. I'll be telling you about Funsies Onesies.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I like that.
And I'm Jenna, and I'll be telling you about the adult coloring book.
Oh.
Yay.
See, don't they all sound extremely interesting?
They do.
Now let's find out if they are interesting.
All right.
Let's go back to Sprongs. Sprongs are utensils for those who like to cook and eat outdoors.
Okay.
Spoon, fork, and tongs conveniently together at last.
Oh, they just took a spork and took it next level.
Yeah, exactly what they did. So basically, it's a fork and a spoon that clip together at the end to become tongs. Three tools in one. Their goal is to raise $15,000.
They already sell these.
No.
Yeah.
These are different.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, why are they selling it on Kickstarter?
I guarantee you I can find you that thing at the Dollar Tree right now.
Oh, really, Kelly? Their goal is $15,000. They have 60 hours left to raise all that money.
How much did they raise?
They're not going to need all that time because they have already raised $18,391, everybody.
Oh. Have people put $18,000? Go shopping and see their...
Which makes it a fun do.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Those, again,
snap
are...
apart. Plasticware.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
And I've had some stupid ideas.
What do we know?
No, they have the ones where you can take them apart and use them? They really do? No. These are Sprongs.
All right.
These are Sprongs.
This has a name people like, I guess.
We'll put these all up at KidNation.com, too, if you want to check them out.
Okay.
Al, what you got, buddy?
The Yo-Yo Mat.
Mm.
It is the world's only self-rolling fitness and yoga mat.
So... Okay. How lazy are we?
It's exactly,
is there like a button to self-roll?
That's exactly what I said when I was reading this.
Maybe you should change your bar's name to this.
It's Yo-Yo Mat. It stays flat when you use it and rolls up. It rolls itself up tightly when you're done.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on. Kanye has a question.
It looks cool on
KTV. I don't understand it, bro.
How's this work?
It looks really cool. I'll tell you, whenever I roll my yoga mats, which I have not been to yoga in an age.
Right.
It always ends up wrong. You never roll it evenly. This is actually cool.
Is this a thing? I mean,
you know what it looks like? It has that. Do you remember those snap bracelets that would flatten, and then when you snap it on your wrist, it rolls around?
I still get those.
That looks like it has that around the outside edges.
I have to admit, that's kind of cool.
Okay.
Let's let them tell us about Yo-Yo Mat.
I'd love to hear that.
When Yo-Yo Mat is unrolled, it stays perfectly flat with no annoying curling edges.
Wow.
You're done, simply flip your yo-yo mat over. It will roll itself up.
What?
Or give it a click.
With a click.
It stays rolled up without the need of straps or bags. The more it's used, the better it rolls.
Genius. Genius.
It is a slap bracelet. You're exactly right.
It has to
this
be,
is
right?
Cool.
Genius.
That actually is pretty cool, but...
So what's their goal, Al?
Their goal is $50,000.
Whoa.
To this, at this time, they've already had 26,300 already pledged, but they still have over a month to go. They've got 42 days. They'll get that.
Cool. We need to get this fun, dude.
I didn't think this was a thing, but this is a thing.
That is
I
so genius.
I want one, and I don't even do yoga.
Maybe it would inspire me to
I've bought a lot of mats over the years. I've only rolled them up once.
Right. I'll start yoga again if I can get one of these yo-yo mats.
You know, when you have a brand new baby,
It's
just so easy to put them in onesies. You can't have enough onesies.
Uh-huh.
You just snap it at the crotch.
Uh-huh.
They spit up on it. You whip it off. Snap another one on them.
Right.
Sounds like a night at your house.
Well, how about this? Outrageously comfortable onesies for adults Their slogan, go fun yourself. Here's everything you need to know about Funsies Onesies.
Okay. Hi, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kellen, and we are the founders of Funsies Onesies. This idea began 8 months ago at our second annual onesie party. We realized there's a lack of awesome quality onesies at a reasonable price. So we set out to create the greatest onesie company ever.
We have two awesome materials. All of our solids are made of a sweater weight cotton poly blend. And all of our prints are made of a lightweight polar fleece. It has incredibly deep pockets to fit your obnoxiously large iPhone, the TV remote, internal zipper guards so you don't accidentally zip up your chest hairs or other significant body parts. Fit tested to perfection, letting you move around awkwardly in any position imaginable or curl up in a ball for nap time. So hey, it's Friday. Go grab yourself a meatloaf sandwich and start dancing around like a white dad at a barbecue. Join the party and go fun yourself.
I wasn't feeling it until
it
I heard
be
them.
The next Slanket. And it's even better because it's a hoodie. I mean, it looks like a hoodie jumpsuit. You know what I mean? It actually looks wearable, like a sweatshirt and sweatpants. Yeah.
I couldn't tell, but I think I saw that they had the back door drop down, so you don't have to take the...
You have to be easy. But I remember in college, I hated that falling asleep on the couch, and then you wake up freezing.
Yeah.
Your feet aren't covered.
Yeah.
This is going to be a big seller.
Then again, you know, they're so comfortable at first, and you start sweating in them.
How much money do they need,
You need
Kelly?
To have, like, a cotton version, too, so it breathes.
The light version for summertime?
Well, their goal is $12,000.
Of course it is.
They've got 28 days to go, four weeks left. And already pledged $8,487.
That's going to be a fun do.
Tipping point here, almost.
Be a great gift for college students.
And when those Slankets or Snuggies or whatever they were called, when they were really, really hot, they would have bar crawls.
You couldn't find them anywhere.
I mean, man.
These are better. Yeah, because it looks like a gray hoodie, sweatpants kind of deal. Yeah, more fashionable if that's possible.
So far, I want to invest in all of them.
I know, right?
Let's see if we're 4 for 4, Jenna.
Let's see. How do you guys feel about the adult coloring book?
All right.
I've recently gotten into coloring again.
Legendary Landscapes. Sounds pretty great, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's not what you think. Here are the creators talking about their adult coloring book.
We are two Canadian artists creating a coloring book called Legendary Landscapes.
Legendary Landscapes.
We've been going on hundreds of hikes and adventures looking for magnificent landscapes to put in this book.
Coloring books are super relaxing. I love to color after a stressful day at work. It takes me away from my computer, it takes me away from my phone. I just turn off all my electronic devices and just chill out, you know, using pencil crayons, gel pens, markers, whatever you want. It's just a great, stress-free environment.
So please support our Kickstarter. We really want to make this book happen.
These are really complex.
So they're a really cute granola couple. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
But they just took all the fun.
Legendary
music. Adult coloring book.
The music.
They're too the drawings are too complicated to color in.
Yeah. I just need like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's not adult in our childish mind, as we would like to think. It's actually like level 5. Like very hard coloring books.
I need level 1.
Listen to this, though. So their goal,
mm-hmm.
it's going to have 80 beautiful illustrations for adults to color in.
Uh-huh.
Their goal is $4,179, 4 days to go in their campaign. And thus far, Legendary Landscapes has raised $9,707. They've
got a lot of friends.
Doubled their goal.
Doubled
what?
Over,
what was their
over,
goal, though? Was it an odd amount?
$4,179. It is an odd amount.
It was very random
literal.
Amount.
They probably literally went through the expense list. Oh,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That was funded? Okay.
Yeah.
Twice
then you
over.
You don't need to contribute if they're already done.
Twice over, dude.
We'll give you a bonus one. Let's see if we want to invest in this, Al.
Okay. All right.
Rhiannon.
Huh?
She needs $9,000.
Okay, for what?
So that she can go to Vegas with her girlfriends.
You know what? She's bold enough to ask. I'll put 50 on that.
Who needs $9,000 to go to Vegas?
That's a lot of money.
Vegas is expensive, but how's she planning on doing it?
Apparently she's staying at the Wynn and she's going to fly first class.
Right.
They should stop those people.
She's a girl, so she shouldn't be spending
Right.
Yeah. I see plenty of girls on Instagram that get free trips to Vegas.
You need the right outfit that costs, you take, you know, $500 or $600 off the top there.
Tickets to Britney.
The hotel stay is not cheap.
I'm not saying I couldn't spend it. I'm not saying any girl couldn't spend it.
A little gambling money.
But
she does say she's going to gamble, and you could potentially get your money back.
Potentially.
There.
I'll give you your money back if I win.
All right, that's good.
I like that deal.
How's that campaign going for her?
Not good. $25. I think that's her dad.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you want to throw the phone number in your phone, I'm just sitting here talking with my mic off.
Yeah, I'm like, something wrong? I can't hear JC.
I've been doing this for 10 years.
Like, I can't hear, so I don't know if you're talking or not.
You know what? So much can be solved by just pressing the button.
Yeah.
I found it.
Push the button.
Press the button.
It turned right on, Kelly. It was crazy.
Boom.
But if you just want to have the phone number programmed in your phone, if you haven't done that yet, it's 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
Are you mocking me? Are you mocking
me? She is. Now, we're not playing right now. We're just giving you the phone number so you have it ready to go on Tuesday because we want you to win up to $1,000. And you're always welcome to call us whenever you want if you have a comment or a question.
So earlier in the week, Kelly was talking about her addiction.
Yes.
Right? She's got this iPhone game called Candy Crush. I've never played Candy Crush. I really don't understand the addiction, but apparently it just sucks you in. And Kelly's been struggling with quitting Candy Crush.
Yeah.
In
fact, she relapsed.
We discussed it, and she was supposedly going to quit earlier in the week, but she didn't. She said, no, I can't do it.
Can't, not yet.
But we did get her to commit to quitting.
Semi-quit. Semi-commit.
No.
You said you're going to quit on Tuesday.
You said you were going to quit on Tuesday.
Kelly, you cannot take that back because let's pull the curtain back. You went up to White Cheddar, our producer, and you said, hey, schedule this. I think I'm ready to do it. I'm going to quit Candy Crush. And Robert got excited, and he said, JC, Kelly's finally willing to quit Candy Crush on the radio.
Right.
And then what'd you do? You took it back.
Well, because, you know, you can't trust an addict.
That's true. Going to be breaking in the house.
We lie.
Stealing Visa cards.
Yeah.
So, anyway, your commit, or lack of, but your commitment to quitting.
It's supposed to be Tuesday.
Is this Tuesday, and it inspired a member of our Kid Nation family.
See, Kelly?
Oh, it did.
Inspiring people.
So, Katie.
Crap.
Katie,
why you got to quit something, too? Oh, man, what?
Katie said she would quit smoking if you quit Candy Crush.
You could save Katie's life.
That's even harder, too.
Why you gotta do that to me, Katie?
So
I smoke
Kelly.
A little bit longer.
You guys are in the
no.
Kelly. She wants to quit.
Yeah, Katie, don't you just want to just cut back at first?
Sometimes that's all it takes, man. If you got a friend that's going to quit something, you want to quit something. It doesn't have to be the same thing, but y'all can quit together. So
God, now I feel all guilty because if I don't do it, then she might keep smoking.
Well, we're going to make it even bigger than that, Kelly, because it kind of got us to thinking around here. What if Kid Nation quits something? Like,
we're all quitters. You
know,
I guess,
No. Maybe you want to quit
Addictions.
Red meat or whatever. Yeah, bad thing. You've been struggling with it. You want to quit something. So let's quit as a group.
Just cold turkey quit.
Yeah. So we want you to go to KidNation.com. Tell us what you are quitting. And on Tuesday, we will all quit together.
Can we all binge on that thing together and then quit it together?
Sure.
Kelly, I'm here for you. I don't want to quit anything.
That's this Tuesday. Go to KidNation.com. And let us know. We'll even check in with you. You know, maybe not everybody, but we'll try and follow along and see how your struggle is going. Yeah. This is good.
It's going to be tough. It's not meant to be easy.
But you can do it as a group. There's strength in numbers, you know.
Are you going to try to quit something?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I am. I'm going to try and quit something Tuesday. I'm going to be with you.
Look, Al's going to join.
What you going to quit, Jason?
I don't know if I need to quit anything. Do I?
You need to quit with that hair.
You need to quit singing that song every break.
Hold on, it's driving me crazy. What is wrong with my freaking hair?
You're trying to do something.
You need to quit trying to grow facial hair.
I've been getting compliments about my hair.
I don't even know what that is.
People are sending me the Sean's hair Instagram links. What's wrong with my hair? Now I'm all self conscious.
Nothing.
What's wrong with my hair, Kelly? Honest. What's wrong? Do I look stupid?
Maybe a little.
Here I am thinking I look extremely awesome lately.
You're teetering on that Justin Bieber thing that he had hanging down on the right side of his face.
I don't have anything in it yet, but when I do
you need product.
When it's TV ready.
Okay.
Is it good or no?
Check in with me when it's TV ready.
Shouldn't you always be TV ready?
A woman can take the air out of a man's sails in a heartbeat.
We know how to do that.
I mean.
Can I borrow your razor?
No. You can't.
No, I'm quitting here.
No. Remember, there's just
going
to be this awkward in-between stage.
A woman can take the air out of a man's sails.
Yeah, because y'all don't do enough to us.
Yeah.
Because
you don't disappoint us.
I say one thing about a hair, and you're, oh my God.
This is my hair.
I'm abusive. I'm emotionally abusive.
You are.
Your hair's fine.
I'm going to go lay in bed and stare at the ceiling fan.
I know.
Just like you do when you get...
that because you're so attached to your hair. I was joking.
No, you're not. You're not, because you've been jabbing at it.
How does Kinsey feel about your hair?
She loves it.
Then there you go. That's the only opinion
when
that
I walk in the house, she goes, I'm so turned on right now.
There you go. Then it's effective.
That's what she said.
I don't know.
But I went out with a guy, and he had like a Three Musketeers goatee going on. And every time I saw him, all I could think about was Three Musketeers. And I'm like, oh, dude, every time he show up, I say, you still have it. He's like, all the women in my life hate it, but I love it.
See?
So I'm telling him, but all the women in your life hate it.
Okay, you're one of the women in my life.
Your mother, your sisters, me, every woman, your daughter, everybody hates it.
But I love it.
Okay, quick girl poll in the office now that I'm super self-conscious about my hair.
No, I'm telling you, I was joking
about
how you are about your hair.
You were calling me Hitler in Mexico.
Well, it was looking Hitler-esque at that point, but you've grown past that stage.
Jenna? What do you think of my hair? Be honest.
Oh, God. This is not...
Okay. I'm sorry, Al. I need to know. I will make an appointment to cut my hair today.
Your hair's not a thing.
Okay. Okay. See, this is why I said it. Because this is the reaction I knew I'd get.
What?
It bothers you. Your stupid hair.
It's not stupid.
You're so ridiculous. And you make fun of my Candy Crush addiction. You're addicted to your hair.
This is what I'm tired of, that you can't commit. That you can't... Okay? I'm tired. I've never said this to, a non-boyfriend. I'm tired of your inability to commit to your hair.
Commit to a style.
Stick with it. And you know how I feel about it. So stop fishing for compliments. I love your hair and what you're going for, but I like it with product in it. And you got to stick with it and stop asking every 5 seconds how your hair is.
See?
See?
Oh, not 5 seconds.
You do. You watch hair cutting videos. You follow.
People are joking.
People are now tagging me on Instagram in Sean haircut videos, so I can show you, and that's driving me crazy. So just own it, love it. Just put some product in it.
I will put product. It's just a whooping.
You watch.
Shannon, do you like my hair?
You watch haircutting videos.
This is, I'm telling you, this is, y'all think I was saying that just to be mean. This is a problem.
I didn't know.
I blame the Bachelorette because of that Sean guy's hair. It was so cool.
Just pick it, pick the style, stick with it, and learn how to work it.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Stop thinking about it. Men.
You brought it up.
A man just doesn't think about stuff. He just, is, you know?
Yeah. You brought it up.
Guys get so annoyed if every 5 minutes I'm like, how do these jeans look? How does this look? It drives you guys crazy. That's what you're doing.
We want validation.
Tracy, did you? Oh, all the girls in the office are piling in.
Oh, boy.
I'll get to you in a second, Marissa, on the phone.
Oh, boy.
Yes, Lacey.
I'm not opposed to your hair. It does have the little flippy thing that I'm not that crazy about. Your comb over in the front.
Yeah.
Kind of Trump-esque, but with more hair.
Oh, Trump. You've gone from Hitler to Trump.
That's the last thing you call a Mexican dude is Trump. You can call a Mexican guy Trump.
But I don't think it's
awful.
The
Hitler didn't offend him, but that Trump thing, that guy.
Well, Hitler offended me, but Trump even more.
Your hair is a criminal.
More women coming in with opinions.
It's the swoop.
Oh, okay, so.
You got to keep it straight.
Thanks, Lacey.
Elena. You're next.
I actually... like your hair.
Thank you, Elena.
All right.
Okay. I am assuming that's not a popular opinion right now.
Uh-huh. It is.
But, and actually, Amy and I were talking about it yesterday.
Y'all were talking about Jason's hair?
Because he won't stop. You can't help it.
Well, I think you came and put your head in the sink and was...
I was putting water in it.
Kitchen sink?
He gets it wet.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
And there's a bathroom sink.
Oh, well, you were taking the bathroom, Raspberry.
Well, when it's right now, it's,
I was taking the bathroom.
But when you do it and it's all done at Fridge Nation, I'm a fan.
Okay, thank you.
I like it.
But how about now?
And right now, I'm like, it's the swoop.
I woke up like this.
It's the swoop I can't get down with. But styled, I'm on board. I think it's cool.
Totally agree.
You look cool.
I think we've got JC's hair on the phone.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
Oh, and everybody's just leaving? Y'all
hold on.
Oh, Amy, come on.
Amy, what do you think? Amy hates being on the radio.
Yeah.
Amy handles the internet stuff. Yes, Amy.
My vote is yes.
You like it.
Amy, how many times have you heard him in the back asking people opinions on his hair.
Way too many times.
It's an addiction.
I didn't know I was talking about it.
Wow. You have to quit your hair. You need to go to Hair Rail.
Okay, let's go to the expert, our makeup artist for Dish Nation, Janine.
Janine, come on. Come on over to the mic.
The professional opinion.
Yeah.
JC, I love your hair. Mm-hmm. My favorite part is when you come into the room to style it.
She's going to call me out.
And the faces you make in the mirror are just priceless. I wish we could video you.
We could
styling his hair.
You
every
do have
day.
A great. That's I post photos real sometimes on Instagram. Yeah,
you have to do it when he's not paying attention. Doesn't realize it.
How much time do you think, Janine, that JC spends on his hair on a daily basis?
On a outside of Dish Nation, about
or just all inclusive.
About 5 minutes or so.
That's
10,
not bad.
Less
no,
than 10.
Than that.
Yeah.
Less than
little,
10.
Less than
boom.
10. He gets it wet. He blow dries it. He puts the product in. Then he goes, whoo.
Boom.
Whoa. Boom.
More than me. That's what he does.
Yeah.
So the best part is when I'm in there, I'm doing my hair touch-ups, you know, and doing curling iron before we start. And JC comes in with the wet hair, blow dries it product. And then he always announces. He's like, boom, look at this. How does this look? And Janine's like, well, I got to fix a lot. He always makes an announcement. He's like, look how on point my hair is today. And Janine's like, well, no, this piece is sticking out.
Oh, my God.
Because I know how it has to look for camera ready.
Right.
So there's like, if there's one little hair out of the place, I have to fix that.
Okay. Ooh, I look good. Ooh.
Okay.
Boom.
No, Shannon here, and I could see the time that JC spends here in the bathroom that you guys might not see. He spends at least a break every show before he goes to the makeup room primping to go into makeup to get TV ready.
I'm doing
so there's at least 8 minutes that he spends in the bathroom that you need to add to the time that he spends in the makeup room getting ready. So 8 plus 5 to 10.
Janine, who spends more time on their hair?
This was supposed to be like Kelly Raspberry's Candy Crush addiction.
I do believe JC spends more time on his hair than you do, Jenna.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
JC, one
maybe
day.
That's what I need to quit.
Oh, look, it's Eric from the deli chiming in.
No, he's not. Eric likes my hair. Let's go back to the Candy Crush because we have a few calls for you, Kelly Raspberry.
Okay.
Including Marissa, thank you so much for holding while they annihilated my hair.
Call us and let us know what you think about JC's hair or JC's fascination with his hair.
JC, one of your friends just texted me and said JC's hair is bae.
See?
It's bae.
Hey, Marissa, how you doing? Marissa?
Marissa.
She had to go.
We probably lost her.
She had to go.
You know what? Even Marissa got, it wasn't worth it. Yeah. She got tired of talking about your hair.
Oh, boy.
Marissa wanted you to not quit, Kelly, because you can manage it. And she's on level 1,068.
Whoa. What?
I mean, Marissa's a pro.
So it never ends, I'm assuming.
No. Yeah.
But you're quitting on Tuesday, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. Kelly's quitting on Tuesday.
I can't. It's really consuming too much of my life.
If you want to quit
something. It's affecting my quality
of
life.
Well, that was
fun. If you want to quit something, JC's quitting his hair, apparently.
No.
Katie's going to quit smoking. If you want to quit something with us as a group, go to KidNation.com, sign up there, and we'll all quit on Tuesday.
Here's another person that doesn't want Kelly to quit. Lacey, you don't want Kelly to quit? Lacey wants to.
I'm just having phone problems. It must be something here. That's two in a row. What's
or that? Maybe they just got sick and tired of the
Must
hair.
No, little, there's something going
maybe
on.
Maybe they're mad that you guys were making fun of my hair.
Must have some hair product in the line.
Yeah.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Just a few more hours before that 3-day weekend officially kicks off. We'll come back on Tuesday with your shot at winning up to $1,000 like you just heard with Beat the Bank.
Boom.
Playing twice a day.
The greatest thing about a 3-day weekend is the following week you got a 4-day work week.
Yeah. It goes by so fast.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one guy we never talked about this week, it's a viral video. The brother that put out the fire and he saved the rack of ribs.
Oh, you talk about Robert Wright, Big Al Mac?
Robert Wright.
Oh, you remember this guy? Let's take a listen.
Yeah.
Only thing I think first, man, make sure them ribs is right. And I ran in and got my family, man, brung everybody out safely, man. I carry everybody out myself, man. First thing I got my kids and I thought about my ribs, like I ain't gonna let my ribs burn and stuff because I take pride in what I do, man. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was hungry, man. I was like, man, put them ribs on there, man.
So I refuse to support that.
So his next door neighbor's house or apartment, I guess.
Yeah, it was an apartment complex. At 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a fire.
Yeah, and homeboy, you know, like any other normal brother, he's barbecuing at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Because all apartments allow you to have barbecue grills.
They usually don't.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just smoking them.
Yeah. You know. Hey, he took care of his kids.
He saved everybody.
He saved his ribs.
Imagine if Robert was not cooking his ribs at 3 a.m., maybe people wouldn't have gotten out in time.
What if it turns out he was the cause of the fire? What if?
Yeah.
What if?
We would have already known.
We would have.
And
I'm just tired of these news crews trying to get the next viral video sensation and the people who get up there and act like fools and play along with it.
Like, this one doesn't warrant it, you know. I got Sweet Georgia Brown.
You know what? She was the original.
She was one of the original.
You know, and now everybody else was trying to get the
Time to put her shoes on or nothing.
Antoine was original. It was authentic.
Antoine Dawson was original and authentic.
Think about what he was saying. Yeah.
And now this is just contrived and stupid, and I don't approve.
He's holding the ribs the whole interview.
Holding a slab of ribs.
I wonder what else of non-value he had in his apartment. That,
right.
You know the reporter.
But there's nothing else, like photos, computer.
You know the photojournalist, the cameraman was like, oh, grab the ribs, dog, grab the ribs.
Yeah, they probably cussed him a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, Antoine.
Kelly was so mad because he's why not have the kids out there with you?
Yeah, I'm so glad I saved my ribs.
He's holding his ribs.
Yeah. Maybe the kids are shy or they were still sleeping. Right, it was early in the morning, Kelly. I thought it was pretty funny.
It was.
Kelly's so mad. Look at her.
I'm not mad. So I just don't like stupidity being rewarded.
Hello.
I know. I know. Present company included, I guess. I can't even talk.
Oh, Kelly's Hashimoto's.
I wouldn't have a job if stupidity wasn't rewarded.
Your Hashimoto's hasn't been hitting that bad lately.
No, today it's been rough. She forgot Backstreet Boys lyrics.
Oh, yeah. During Flush the Formula.
I know. You know, we joke around, but sometimes I'm like, this could be really bad if I don't start.
Maybe you need to get back into the brain games versus the Candy Crush. It's not helping you.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Do you take that Ginkgo Balboa stuff?
You remember you're going to quit Candy Crush on Tuesday?
I do remember that.
Yeah. That's what's going to be her great excuse.
Question, speaking of quitting Candy Crush on Tuesday, were you, Kelly Raspberry, playing Candy Crush during the break?
During this last break, no.
Uh-huh.
During this last break, no, but earlier I was. Well, I was getting my hair done. What else am I going to do when I'm sitting there?
She's such an addict with the way that she words things. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, not in this last break I wasn't. When I checked how much money she spent. She wouldn't let me
include
Candy Crush with Candy Crush soda for how much money she spent because she says they're different.
They are different.
They're the same.
They're not the same. It's two different apps.
Isn't it one's candy, one's soda?
It's basically like two different strains of the same drug.
But they're still two different apps.
So
I wasn't drinking beer last night. I was drinking vodka.
Are you going to skirt the system Tuesday by quitting?
No, I don't lie. If I tell you I quit, I'll quit.
Candy Crush and candy soda.
Yeah, Kelly's good about that. She goes cold turkey. She did it with Diet Coke.
Kelly can't lie. That's her thing. She can keep secrets very well. She'll tell you if she knows a secret, but she will not tell you it, and she can't lie to you.
Don't I keep secrets good, Al?
Yeah, she does.
But if you ask her on the spot about something, she'll tell you.
Yeah, but if somebody asks me point blank, you know, I have a hard time lying about stuff.
Yeah. Are you keeping any secrets right now?
No, I'm really not, I don't think.
No?
Am I? I think the secret I was keeping got busted.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a secret anymore.
Dang.
But I wasn't the one that told it, was I?
Nope.
A good secret?
Yeah, it was a good
That was a pretty good secret.
I can't tell it now.
The secret giver is the one that gave it away, though. Not the Kelly.
I didn't give it away.
Yeah.
I like knowing stuff. See, that's what people have to learn. If you're dying to tell somebody something, tell me, because I'm dying to know it.
I always tell Kelly secrets.
I love knowing stuff, and I'll keep my mouth shut.
If you want
to vent. That way I know I'll get to find out more
unless
stuff.
Unless you get mad at you.
Yeah, and it's usually because Kelly will forget. Hashimoto.
Yeah, that's my concern.
Yeah,
that might be a fun bit. If you got a secret you're dying to tell somebody...
Oh, we'll put them on the phone, and only you can hear it. Oh, but I want to know the secrets.
Right? But I can't tell
you.
You
can disguise their voice.
I would say I'm decent at keeping a secret, but I'll tell my wife.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it. I mean, I don't...
No, you're not, Al. You're the worst.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You're the worst secret keeper ever.
What about those girls from London on your bachelor party? I never told anybody about that.
Yes, you did.
You had the photos, right?
The moment we got back. We hung out with British girls. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. The moment we got back. Yeah, you're the worst secret keeper.
Well, putting it on social media doesn't count as telling
you. Guys are bad. Girls are better. I'm really good. I'm good.
Yeah, Jenna's good at keeping secrets.
Especially when it comes to, I don't try and ask a lot of secrets around here. I'm different. I don't necessarily let curiosity get the best of me. I don't really want to know the secret if it's going to put me in a bad position.
Right.
So if someone tells me something that makes me uncomfortable, I try and forget it. But with girlfriends that need to tell me something, it's locked down.
And my problem is I tell too much of my stuff. I tell too much of my business.
And you don't have
I need to quit that.
Do you have a best secret keeper that you can trust?
I don't have, you know, I don't tell secret. I don't really have any because I tell everything.
Yeah.
It's like if I go to, you know, I have to cancel an appointment with somebody. I need to cancel my appointment. Because I'm doing this, I just feel like the need to tell them why and the reasoning, and it's not necessary.
Right. No.
But I just tell all my business. So I don't really have any secrets.
Yeah.
Well, you have to be a decent liar.
What?
To keep us, you know what I'm saying?
Too much energy to lie.
Because then you got to remember the lie.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you got to remember who you lied to and who you told what.
That's what I mean.
So
I don't like getting real involved in the secret.
Back in the day, me and some of my buddies, we'd be like, we'd call each other. I'm with you right now.
Mm-mm. I had a friend do that to me once. I said, you better hope your husband doesn't call me.
I'm with you right now. And they might not get it until you say it like 3 or 4 times. We are at the game. Oh, you know, so you don't have to lie, but you have to like.
That's lying.
That's lying. You're making up that you were hanging out together.
I'd have my friend's back.
That's the definition of lying.
You got to have somebody's back. That's different than lying and having somebody's back.
Once.
There's a difference in lying and having to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Like if a girlfriend told me she was having an affair, I keep my mouth shut. But if her husband calls and says, you know, so-and-so says she's with you, I'd be like, no,
nope.
She's not. I'm not lying.
She'll keep her secret.
I'll keep a secret.
But she won't lie for you. Kelly's good.
Such a
goody-goody.
I have trouble.
That's great. I admire that.
I'd lie once. But that's the thing is I wouldn't really have a girlfriend that was doing something like that because I don't like the cheating. So... She wouldn't be my friend anymore.
Some women go through a phase, Gemma. You gotta let them go through that phase.
Some women.
Mm. You wouldn't be a good dude.
Make sure you join us on Tuesday because...
I found my friends and husbands that listen like, my wife been calling him.
Now you're gonna get a bunch of text messages.
My wife.
But so hanging out with you this weekend. Join us on Tuesday because we have the Country Song Challenge and Big Al Max already hard at work.
Yeah.
Okay. How far along are you with your song,
Al? I got the first verse already written.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's only one verse we're doing.
Well, it's like it's a minute, so it could be a couple of verses.
Okay, I got you.
It'll be a couple of verses.
Quick verses.
Chorus.
What's your first line?
The songs are about breakup.
Uh-huh.
Used to smile with the sun till my day was done.
Hear the rest of that
my
song
God,
on Tuesday.
He's just bleeding material.
I can't wait.
It's a bleeding heart over there.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.